Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel here with Bucky Brooks. Bucky, now I want to ask you about the Chiefs season. I know you have a special relationship. You've known John and Andy from your time as a player with Green Bay. Spent a couple years in Kansas City. Just how much fun was it for you to watch what the Chiefs did this season?
You know, it's really exciting to see the Chiefs get back off the mat, to have a team that was so resilient. You lose one of your best players in Jamaal Charles, but still find a way to make the playoffs. You saw the development of the offense. Alex Smith began to look like a big-time playmaker. Jeremy Maclin coming over. Travis Kelce emerges as one of the top young tight ends. This is a team that has a promising future. I love what they did on defense. They're young guys running around making plays. It's a team that's poised to have a long run in the AFC West. They got to surpass the Denver Broncos, but I think they're right there in the mix.
How do you see that playing out? Because Denver obviously has some questions at quarterback. You don't know what's going to happen with Peyton Manning. How do you see this division playing out with Oakland's got some young talent out there as well?
I mean, it's going to be what the AFC West has always been. It's the Wild Wild West. You have to be a physical team, a team that is built to play the right way. But the Kansas City Chiefs have done that. John Dorsey, Andy Reid have done a great job of stockpiling talent. They're a team that's ready to continue to be there. I think we saw them make major strides this year. I think they continue to build upon that next year.
When you look at this defense, you mentioned the guys that they have flying around. They do have some key free agents with Eric Berry. Derek Johnson's a free agent. Jay Howard. Just how do you see that playing out? How important is it for those guys, you know, to get new guys in there, but also keep that core together?
Yeah, you have to keep the core together. You can't keep everyone. Obviously, I think you need Eric Berry. Eric Berry is a traffic cop in the back end, makes plays. His story is remarkable, coming back from the cancer and being able to make plays. Sean Smith is one that they have to make a decision on. Do they go draft another corner to play opposite Marcus Peters? But the main thing, you got to have your core guys. Maybe Derek Johnson can come back. The leadership is there. What they've done, they've established themselves. They have a blueprint for how to win a lot of games. You don't want to deviate from that. You want to have a young team, but you got to have enough veterans to provide the leadership.
One of those young players, I know a guy that you were high on, is Marcus Peters and the season that he had. Just what's the key for him as the NFL's reigning defensive rookie of the year to continue that and to get better heading into next season?
Now he's a known commodity. So now everyone expects him to be able to take on the challenge of guarding the team's top guy. He did it as a rookie, had some growing pains, but now he has to go from good to great in year two. That's the thing that separates the premier players. If he wants to be in the same conversation as Darrell Revis's, the Richard Shermans, he has to be able to do it year after year. The challenge would be, can he build upon what he did last year as a rookie? I think he can, but it's on him to be disciplined enough to do it.
Now we're here at the NFL Scouting Combine. You spent time around Andy Reid, John Dorsey. What kinds of players are they looking for here? Because there's so many questions. It's so early before the draft. They're looking at everybody. What are the types of players they look for to fit into that locker room?
They want guys that are all about ball, all about football, committed to doing the right things on and off the field to give themselves an opportunity to really thrive on Sundays. So when I look at Andy Reid and John Dorsey, they're really digging into the character. What they do on the turf is a little bit, is more so what they tell you in the meeting room. Do you get the sense that football is really important? Because if football is important, you can work around the other stuff, because they're going to work at their craft to make sure they're able to get it done.
And my final question is talking about football character and how tough it is in this, an environment like this where all the kids are going to try to put their best face on. But John and those guys, they had to put together a roster that could go from 1-5, keep it together. Just how hard is it in this environment to find those guys that love football and that high football character?
You know, it's a process. Part of the process takes place here when you first get a chance to meet them. Then you want to get around them at their pro day, bring them into the building and team visits, spend a lot of time calling people that were influencers to them, high school coaches, administrators at college. It takes a lot to put the pieces of the puzzle together, but it's that first sense, that first impression that kind of sets the table for how you think this player is going to be when you bring him in.